All right, K-Root listeners, it's time for a fishing report. Afternoon, Leif.
How's it going, Depp?
I'm doing great. It's been a big, busy day, and I know it has been for you. You've been getting all your ducks in a row for Met-Owl fishing guides.
Yeah, jamming.
Or Met-Owl
fishing adventures.
Met-Owl fishing adventures.
Yeah, the only Met-Owl fishing guides.
Where you guide.
That's right.
All right. But what we're really going to talk about first here is fishing. I'm super interested in your trip, which I presume you're going to do here soonish to Omak. But we're still kind of in the middle of what feels exactly like steelhead season with all this snow and all.
You bet. Yeah, you know, the Met-Owl has been fishing just outstanding all winter. You know, I haven't seen any of these cold snaps last for more than a few days or, you know, maybe a week. And it's just been great fishing the whole time, you know. And with the stable temps, you know, comes good fishing. And the temps have been definitely very stable. You know, it's going to get a little colder here in the next week. But like I say, I've caught fish all the way down to 26, no problem this year. And as long as it's not just like a sudden cold snap, then you should be okay, even if it gets a little colder on you.
Okay. And so you're still going out on the rivers, but you're planning to go to Omak, is that?
Yeah, you know, I went down the river last week, and I went all the way to the bottom of that thing down by the mouth. Not Miller's Run, but I have a section above that I really like to hit by Old Hatchery Road, and I was hitting fish all the way down there by Met-Owl, and all the way up here. So they're still spread out. I see some bit of a concentration of them around Met-Owl, and you know, to the south of that. But I'm thinking those fish are kind of going to be boogieing as this weather starts to warm and the days start to get longer. They see more sun in the sky. But yeah, absolutely. Planning on heading to Omak Lake this weekend. You know, finally, I know I could stay here and catch some steelhead, but I know it's probably going to be pretty beautiful over there too. And I saw some pictures from last year, and it just really made me want to get back over there.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I mean, we've mentioned it the last couple of years, and we mentioned it a lot in the last fishing report. These Lahontan are really a prehistoric fish. Yeah. Now, I'm curious, could you describe the visual differences?
Sure. Yeah. You know, they really, their back colors on a male can get to just this incredible scarlet red, and their spots are more sparse but bigger and rounded, and even to the point where you could almost count the amount of spots on that fish, you know, maybe 24 spots on the whole body of the fish. The males have just a giant mouth because, like I say, they were evolved around chub minnows, rose-sided shiners, and other small fish that, you know, are definitely much more of a protein meat source than just your bugs. So that's why even in the kind of relatively bad water conditions, these fish would get really big. But, you know, they kind of are sort of like the West Slope cutthroat. Could be bronze, golden, to red, and even peach on some of those fish. Oh, and, you know, they're just a really pretty fish. And like I say, they might not go airborne for you, but about this time of the year, they're going to really run for you pretty well. And if you get there on the right day, you can find them sipping small betis patterns and whatnot, and you can actually get one of those big-mouthed fish to come up and take down your surface bugs.
So are these fish a salmonid or a type of
salmonid?
A salmonid?
Yeah, you know, they are part of the greater salmonid family. They're one of the oldest versions of cutthroat. And they actually used to call them the salmon trout because they are the biggest trout subspecies in the world. And, you know, yeah, they were, before the Truckee was dammed, just a giant fish. Yeah.
Right. And what do you think it is about them not jumping? Clearly, if they're chasing fish and minnows, they're great predators, they're hunters.
Right.
They can go after it. They're going to put up a good fight, but they don't jump. What do you think that's about?
Well, I think a lot of, you know, jumping is more indicative to Oncorhynchus, Mycus, or, you know, the rainbow family. And in our domesticated rainbow trout, the ones that we're used to seeing at the lakes and stuff, that was one of the many traits that they were actually breeding for, among other things like color, appearance, weight gain. They even wanted them to not live very long because they wanted to make sure they didn't overpopulate an area. So they actually would breed a good jumping fish, too. And as we've really not done anything to the Lahontans other than find that remnant species up in the headwaters of the Truckee in a few creeks. One of them I know of was Pilot Creek. But we've really done nothing to them other than work with the eggs we've gotten. We haven't made any efforts to domesticate them. I'm sure you could find that one in a few that jumps and breed that progeny and breed that progeny with some other jumpers. And you might get to a jumping Lahontan someday, but they're known more for crews.
Well, not that I want to. And I had a hunch that you might say that because I was really surprised last year when you taught me what was bred into different fish. I mean, it's surprising to me, you know, how much human interference to make a game fish
right
was there.
Yeah.
So when you...
Yeah, like the West Virginia and golden rainbow trout.
Yeah, well...
They all came off one female.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I mean, it swam into their hatchery. I can't remember exactly when, but I want to say it was in the 50s. I know it was their centennial trout, but literally one golden rainbow trout swam up out of the river to the hatchery or whatever, and they took that one female and crossed her with I don't know how many more males, and then took her young, selected all the golden ones, did it again, and now you have the West Virginia golden trout, not to be confused with the our golden rainbow trout, not to be confused with the Kern River golden trout. And then off the golden trout, or the golden rainbow trout, that we've also had such offshoots through breeding of certain traits like the albino, the banana, and the lightning rainbow trout. Okay. And they're all just sort of a different variation on that same thing.
Well, hats off to you for going after the Lahontan. Being a roots kind of guy, I dig it, man.
Hey, man, get all those fish off your bucket list. There's still 9 existing subspecies of cutthroat. So what the heck? Got to get out there and go after them, right?
There you go. Well, keep us posted, man.
You bet. We'll let you know next week how it was. But hey, if anybody needs help getting out there themselves and wants an opportunity at some of these fish that we're always talking about, just go ahead and give me a call at 509-429-7298. Or check us out on the web, flyfishersproshop.com, flyfishersproshop.com, and the Medhow Fishing Adventures will get you out on the water and having fun. So, hey, everybody, spring's about to spring. Get out there, have fun, and fish on.